Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Jeff Bodart and news we failed to mention. It's all coming up right after this.
They're both ashamed of what they did. At least that's what the paper said. They walk all day because they're always on the prowl. Tiger and horse, tiger and horse. His wife called him doing them horse. They're both pros at what they do, and both require special shoes. Of each hunter heads going down in a caddy. Tiger and horse, tiger and horse. His wife called him doing them horse. Neither of them's made of peep, and fire hydrants don't come cheap. Be careful when you're out there chasing tail. You could wreck your truck and cut your head, but the number one lesson ever said, no matter what you do, don't leave voicemail. Tiger and horse, tiger and horse. His wife called him, and the odds are pretty slim that you won't see him with any more horse.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Morning.
Birthday boy Willie.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Chick McGee at the OrangeInsoles.com sports desk. And Tom, we have a special guest.
We do indeed. He is comedian Jeff Bodart.
Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
His name is Bodart.
That's right. Is that a... I know you've been doing a lot of the cruise ships.
I have been doing a lot of the cruise ships.
And that is a bright turquoise short sleeve, very summery shirt.
You got to blend in with those 75 and up crowd. Yeah. Feeling good.
Oh, good. It's a nice color on you.
Tom, remember,
thanks.
Jeff is the first one who gave us a turducken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're famous on this show for that. I forgot about that.
People still like to talk about it.
I bet they do.
They do.
That or wands or like,
I
see your crap drawings too. It's like, you know what? That's hurtful.
How's the wand business?
It's slow. I've been busy. I made one recently.
Ooh, yeah. You make handmade wooden wands.
Recently.
Your daughters love those, right?
Yeah. Willie purchased them from a little girl.
Tried to give them to him, but he said, no, my dad's paying.
So, that's right. We wanted you to.
Hey. Wow. I don't think he paid for that.
Oh, really?
We bought that at you did a comedy show that I was doing, and then I think I got paid for the comedy show and handed you the money for the Tarbo wands.
That is accurate. That
it
is
was
true.
So fun.
And it's Tarbo.
Tarbo wands.
That's right.
What's your motto?
What is it, Chick?
If it's not a Tarbo, it's not a wand.
There you go.
My girls like them because of the whole Hogwarts thing. And
of course.
Now, you don't guarantee any of the magic powers that come with the wand.
No, you provide the magic.
Yeah, okay.
The magic's inside you all the time, Tom. Yeah. You know.
But you don't sell those on the cruise ships?
No, I don't. Not allowed to sell anything on the cruise ships except your soul.
Now, on the cruise ships, I know, Pat, you've done a lot of the cruise ships.
Yeah, 3 years.
And are you allowed to... is it called fraternizing if it's with a woman?
It depends on the cruise line. He's on Royal Caribbean, so he can.
It can be fraternizing
if
it's same sex, I would think.
Because I was told I can't. I don't know if that was a personal thing.
Are you in a guest room or crew room?
I'm in a guest room.
You can fraternize.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That is good.
I would have thought that would have been fairly early on your checklist.
No, I'm leaving the door open now.
What's the oldest you'd go, do you think?
Just a great question.
Oldest age?
Yeah.
Probably 70, probably.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Come on, he does a rookie number.
She can still climb aboard.
Bump that up.
What is it?
75, 76, they're looking great out there.
I mean, if her knees pop when she's getting on top, that's fine. I can look past
it. So you've established the fact that you're definitely going to be in the bottom.
No.
Is it the older the berry, the sweeter the juice? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You're a big man.
I am a big man, yeah.
Be honest.
I mean, no, a woman did actually, she asked, I don't know. It's a long thing. She's like, are you pretty sexually active? And I'm like, I don't know what you mean by active. I mean, you talking, I don't know. I mean, I'm not getting on top. I tell you that. I don't know if you mean like a marathoner, but I'll gladly get on the bottom. I'll shift you around, because I'm a giver, I go, hell, if I got the core strength, I'll spin you, I'll just spin you around. But I'm not getting on top. It's too much work. Josh, you get on, are you,
I will, but I prefer to not.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
Lay there.
I mean, regular push-ups alone are hard enough.
Yeah.
What about standing? How do you guys feel on standing?
I can stand.
That's a young man's game.
Oh, Pat, you're no longer doing the stand?
Standing's a young man's game? Well,
I think so, right?
Pat likes to sit in the driver's seat. That's his favorite position.
Out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a thing? He loves the parking lot.
Is that really a thing, Pat?
Yeah. For me, it is, yeah, for some weird reason.
Wow. Yeah, he loves the car.
I like the parking lot.
I think the psychologist would call it imprinting.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, Pat's early sexcapades.
Okay. The danger of it.
Yeah.
Like high school Pat?
Like outside of rock club Pat when I was first singing.
You know? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Makes sense.
If you see one of those cars with, like, the wood paneling on the side, does that get you going a little bit?
A little Woody, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a reason it's called the Woody.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I understand, once again, we're speaking with comedian Jeff Bodart, and it's my understanding you were in a car accident. I was just told to ask you about this. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. I was in a car wreck in August of last year.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago,
I think. Yeah, got hit from behind.
Rear-ended. Huh?
Ended up in a ditch. Ooh. And you need to lose weight when the firemen and EMTs are carrying you up out of the hill, out of the ditch, and they're all going, ah, ah, ah. It's like, calm down, okay? I know I got to lose some weight, okay?
Were you okay?
Yeah, I got a scar on my forehead now. Ooh. That's permanent. You know, ruins the moneymaker, you know?
Like Harry Potter with the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody said that. I was like, you know what? Oh, now I feel good about it.
Well, wand and the scar.
Yeah.
Now, you're famous on this show for a, I would say, a failed attempt. How would you describe this, Josh?
A failed attempt that eventually became a success, I would say. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I don't... He kind of berated all of us for not laughing at a certain joke. I think that's what caught me off guard.
That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? That's a fine joke. Stuff like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He still thinks that, I think.
Yeah.
Is this the turducken thing?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Here we go. Okay, this is in its entirety here.
Do we get a vote?
Oh, here's the whole setup. Right. Here we go. Okay. Yes, Ace, you have a question.
Well, you know, Tom, the first French fries weren't fried in France.
What?
Huh.
They were fried in Greece.
No. Hey!
Okay. Great joke.
In Ace's defense, he's done that before, and none of you remembered.
No, I remembered. Yeah.
No, I don't.
At least finally, it made sense.
A fair amount of acting on air sometimes.
What's a duck fried in? What's a duck fried in? Turkey. Turducken.
That isn't even a joke.
He may be having a stroke.
It's as bad as that crap over there.
That isn't even a joke.
Wait a minute. What does a duck fight in?
No, it's a duck fried in.
Oh, what is it?
He's fried in turkey.
Yeah, turducken. They put that.
No, Jeff, there's nothing there, man.
It's not a country turkey.
That is not a joke in any language.
Look, can we box this up?
I am a professional comedian.
Let's send this to the Comedy Institute and see what they say.
Hey, Tom, do Jeff a favor and don't tell the people where he's performing this weekend.
Thank you very much. Once again, when you said
turducken.
Pretty good, yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's legendary.
There we go. Didn't you have turducken t-shirts for a while?
For a little while. One guy messaged me on Twitter, and he goes, you know, I love that turducken thing. And can you send me an audio file of you saying turducken? I'm like, do you have $2,500?
I'm sure we can.
No, I did send it to him, and he's like, oh, I want it on my ringtone. What are you doing?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Our guest is comedian Jeff Bodart. Once again, the bright turquoise shirt. I know this is radio, but You know, it's very nice.
I almost wore my pink one. I got a pink one, too. Looks pretty good.
Break his brain. He sees a man in pink. He freaks out.
Oh, I love a man in pink.
I've got a pink hat on. It's a little tribute. But yeah, that's a nice shirt. It's a kind of a nice turquoise aquamarine. Very,
thank you.
Very, what's the word I'm looking
tropical?
For? There you go,
is tropical.
Because you're spending a lot of time on the ships.
Summery.
Yeah, it is summery.
Yeah, it's nice.
Bought it at a local store in my hometown.
Now, have you ever had any, I asked if you're allowed to go on dates with the fellow crew members.
You know what, I was told I'm not allowed, so.
I would go with that, okay. And can not with hold, what God yeah. claims.
Yeah, I know all about it, right, and they have changed the rule.
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Tom?
I want to see, is that an anchor tattoo?
Yeah, that is an anchor tattoo. That's pre-ship. Oh, pre-ship. Good. Because hope anchors the soul, Tom.
Oh.
Okay.
And then I got that one here to remind me to try harder.
You have the words "try harder" on your bicep?
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. A little note. A little note to myself.
Well, you
little,
forget.
Couldn't you use a post-it note?
I could. Just look at how to Sharpie and put it on.
I bet it was the first time that tattoo artist had put that on somebody's arm.
I don't know.
I think that's a funnier tattoo on your thigh.
Try harder.
Try harder.
Try higher.
That could be on Earth.
You know, he also has a tattoo of Dean and Jerry, right?
I do, over here. There you go.
Right there.
Marna Lewis, there you go.
Nice. Very nice. Did you draw that?
I did not. Those were the actual logos they used back in the 1948 or 49.
Did you get the anchor tattoo in one of the exotic islands, or no?
No, I got it just several years ago, because I saw somebody had an anchor tattoo. I was like,
do people ask if you were in the Navy?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I go, yes, I was.
Well, thank you for your service.
Still got the bell bottoms.
Do you, when you go to these various ports in the Caribbean, actually, not just the ports, we had a news story about a couple of the ships that actually have a tattoo parlor on
board
ship.
Well, we have one ship that's going to put one on there, yes.
No,
yeah.
No, there's one out there now, and the new one will also be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fight.
I got a wand not too long ago. I got a wand on my arm.
Oh, yeah, cool. You sure did.
Look at that.
There you go.
Is that the Death Eater symbol?
Looks like
too?
I don't know if it's a wand or is it a long pigtail.
It might be a long pigtail.
Pigtail?
Okay. Does that hurt?
On the bottom of your right here,
the shark belly of the arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are painful.
Like
yeah.
Right into the armpit too.
The old fish belly hurts.
So, are you thinking of getting a new one?
Yeah, I'm always looking at maybe a new one, but I don't like to go. I like to keep this all, right here, free of tattoos. You know, just in case.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here when I say you have plenty of.
Plenty of skin? Plenty of room?
Plenty of canvas.
Plenty of canvas.
How could that not be me?
Oh my God.
No, it's fine.
No, he's got...
You're way older than me, so it's fine. You don't have a lot of time left, but
there you go. There you go, Jeff.
It's not a big deal. Hey, that's nice.
I got that.
Jick's got the...
I love that.
I don't go down, but I don't go past my wrist, actually, so...
Yeah.
But I like long sleeves.
I love that. If you ask my dad, he'd go. He actually is. You going to hang out with Skip anytime soon?
Oh, that's right. He calls me Skip.
You go. You hang out with Skip soon?
Yeah, me and Jeff. Skip and Jeff.
We return now to
Skip.
Do we have our hookup here with Jeffrey? There we go.
Hey,
the other Jeff.
Boy, that is a tie. I'll tell you that.
We have Jeff Oske with the brand new feature.
He looks like a dictator on his birthday.
I get to wear fun ties.
This is a old Tom Griswold shirt that he gave me about 5 years ago when I used to be Pat Godwin. And, a dictator.
It has a very military look, but with a nice, a really bright, colorful tie. That's very nice, Jeff.
He does look like a dictator.
Don't say anything at his birthday.
Well, it's very Castro-esque in color, and then you have the bushy Castro beard.
I do.
Castro wishes he could work.
Jeff has the tattoos. I have tattoos, too, on the back of my neck. My astrological sign.
Ooh. Oh.
Because at one time, I was a teen unwed mother of three.
Three.
I got that, too.
There you go.
Now, explain to Jeffrey how this works.
All right, Jeff. I don't know if you've heard the show before, but we give people a lot of the news. Man, I'm sweating in here. We give people a lot of the news. We don't give them all the news. So what I do is I come on each week and give them the news that we failed to mention.
It's not just news. It's...
Okay. Here's Jeff Oske with what you failed to mention news.
Scientists are saying we have a parallel universe that is simultaneously running backwards in time. What you failed to mention, it's known as their Big Bong Theory. Because that's what they were smoking when they came up with the stupidity.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
252 people got together to set the world record for the largest gathering of people dressed as lions. What you failed to mention, oh, so 252 people with no pride.
Turducken.
A funeral home cremated a body that was not supposed to be cremated. What you failed to mention, those must have been some horrible screams. A 101-year-old man finally got his high school diploma. What you failed to mention, he's so old that his mortar board was made from actual mortar.
It's silly.
The head chef at a nudist park does all of her cooking in the nude. What you failed to mention, for my money, you won't find a better hammers and eggs. Hammers and eggs, Jeff. It's another word for boobies. Disney guests can now hug characters again. What you failed to mention, everyone except for Sneezy. He's still furloughed.
Sure.
A repairman stole $30,000 worth of turtles from a business. What you failed to mention, selling turtles as a real business, I figured it was just a shell company. Just a shell company. Hoping that the doesn't move forward. Just a shell company. A giant 14-foot fork was stolen from the side of the road. What you failed to mention, you can read all about it in the most current issue of the New York Times.
I know,
Josh, you had the time joke.
Yours was better.
I wrote this yesterday, so I'm using it.
Yours was better.
Thank you. They've opened an all-female sports bar that shows nothing but female sports. What you failed to mention, the place is just full of dudes who've fallen asleep. Oh, you should have heard the original. That's a lot of Subaru talk. Pet cloning is becoming even more popular. What you failed to mention just goes to show how much we love our pets. You don't see anyone out here trying to clone their teen.
Good point.
There's a tattoo ban in South Korea. What you failed to mention, dog eating still okay.
Oh.
Along with Cracker Jacks, they've now introduced new Cracker Jills. What you failed to mention, the box of Cracker Jills contains 16% less than their male counterpart.
Yep.
There it is. Very woke.
Potent joke.
And no nuts, of course.
Yes, no nuts. Oh, you still owe me $50, Tom. Delta pilots had to divert their aircraft after they got a crack in the windshield. What you failed to mention, JetBlue has had to deal with their crack issues, but most of it's from their passengers smoking it in the lavatory.
Oh, my God.
The author of How to Kill Your Husband has been arrested for killing her husband. What you failed to mention, just in time for her new book, How to Make Friends and Influence Juries. There's an app for finding places to use the restroom in New York City. What you failed to mention, the app is called Just Pee Anywhere.
And finally,
in Japan, there's a man who gets paid to do nothing. What you failed to mention, around here, we just call that guy Willie.
No.
Happy birthday, you beautiful bastard. I'm Jeff Oske, and this has been the news of me.
What you failed to mention.
Very nice. Jeff.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.